This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Shell in Kansas City. Shell says, I'm 44 years old. My husband just bought a new car and he doesn't want me to drive it. I don't value material things like he does, so I don't mind if he drives my Benz. He said, I drive badly. Well, so does he. Why is he tripping like this over his car?
Right. Well, first of all, let's deal with what you said.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You said you don't value material things.
Like he does.
But let him drive your Benz.
Yes.
I didn't think that was necessary in this conversation because really what we're talking about is he don't want you to drive his car. But you are materialistic because if you wasn't, you wouldn't have bought a Benz. You'd have bought a Prius.
Bingo.
See. You buy Benz so you can flex.
Mm.
Well, yeah. Because he know you are. Now, the second part, he don't want you to drive his car because you drive bad. See, when he said because you drive bad, you didn't say, no, I don't. You said he does too.
Yeah, so
which means the rims on that Benz is scarred up.
So,
you got little dings and dents all over your Benz.
She's just
because
trying to get close to the curb.
Drive badly. Well, you need to get one of them cars with that automatic park thing on it. Just what you need to do. And he not going to let you ding up his new rims and put all them little dings on his car. You drive bad.
Dings out. What is that?
No, we got to get them out if they ain't on there. Why, when you drive your car, why always something got to happen?
So I'm a little close to the car next to
you. You ain't not close. You too close. You hit it.
You drive bad too.
Yeah, but I don't hit nothing.
Because you have a driver. You don't even drive.
Next question.
Tanita in Madison says, a good friend of mine has gained weight. And she goes to eat with our group, and we all feel like we're doing her a disservice by not saying anything to her. Should I pull her to the side and risk hurting her feelings, or should I mind my business?
Pull her to the side.
Yes, you do.
Because there's a thing out now called fat shaming. So to avoid that, I must answer this question differently.
Okay.
Let me just use me and my friends as an example.
Okay.
So I'm not even talking to this letter. We have friends in our group that have gained weight. And right now it's a health issue.
Yeah.
So we have to talk to them different.
Mm-hmm. To your friends.
They don't take hints. They eat.
They eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like when the bill come, we just hand the bill to them. Because you ordered the most. And if we split this even, it don't work out because you had the most. You ordered 4 appetizers because you couldn't make up your mind which one you wanted, so you wanted to taste everything.
That's a lot.
You done split 2 entrees because you couldn't figure out which one you want, so you ordered both of them.
Okay.
And dessert. Now, them sides you got, the lady told us these is share plates.
A la carte, they share.
How you eat all the corn mash, all of it? How you ate all of the skillet potatoes, all of them? And we love you, and we want you here.
Do you?
You have got to scoot your big behind. I'm under this table. I know you finna eat a lot. Will you take your shoes off to eat? You finna do some
at a restaurant?
This is way past unsnapping your pants. You done took your shoes off so you could dig your toes into the hard wood. So when you chewing, you can get extra grip. That's a big person.
Are you quite done?
Those are big people tactics when they eat.
Are you quite done, sir?
You insist that they bring you a chair with arms on it. So you can lean to the side while you chewing. See, that's big people do stuff like that.
I hate you.
A desk chair.
Excuse me. Can I get two extra napkins? Well, who does that?
You big should mind people. Your own business. You really
big
should.
Big people. You got to put one up around your shirt collar. You got to lay one in your lap and one for your mouth because it's too much food.
All right, we're moving on. Right here. We're moving on. This is from Caleb.
Excuse me.
We are done at the restaurant.
Excuse me, I'm going to need four forks.
Check, please, because you're crazy.
I'm going to need four forks.
We're moving on. Caleb in Albany writes, my wife called me and I was in the bathroom at work and she kept asking me questions after I told her I would call her right back. I'm sick of her not respecting me when I tell her I can't talk. What if I start hanging up on her? Will she understand that?
Well, you was in the bathroom because of what you ordered yesterday at that restaurant.
That's not the same person.
This is the same person.
I knew he was going to tie it together.
Because when you're in that bathroom, you have to focus. You can't take phone calls. Because when you done ate all the corn mash by yourself and had that extra broccolini with that cheese on it and you ordered them four forks, this is what's happening now. Now you're in the bathroom and you need total privacy.
Things don't go together.
He at work using the bathroom. Now he got to time it waiting on people to leave out so he can flush.
Stop. The letter was from Tanita. This is from Caleb in Albany. It's a different person.
Caleb is flushing 4-5 times. You in here too much. I'm just telling you. Okay.
All right, we're moving on. Because you obviously have no help for this person.
Okay, don't worry about that. It's just from what you ate yesterday.
Caleb at that didn't restaurant. Eat anything.
Caleb, have you ever seen a skinny Caleb ever? All right. Caleb's just big.
We're moving on. This is the last one. Demetria in Charleston.
I know they big.
Writes, at church on Easter Sunday, the pastor asked the visitors to stand.
And he couldn't.
I didn't stand up.
I know, because you couldn't. Because of what you ate the other day. Now you're in church, and they done asked you to stand, and your big behind can't get up. Because you pulled the pew last time and told the book rack off of it where they had the little hymn books. You tried to pull that and you tore that hymn book rack off the back of a pew. So now they're asking you to stand and you can't stand because of what you ate, the whole order of corn mash. Now you're in the bathroom, now you're at church on Easter and you can't stand.
What is
because your mash? Easter suit
is that?
You bought 2 weeks ago don't snap in the front.
All right. CLO. I can't. You have got to help these people
with these weight problems and quit worrying about hurting their feelings.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.